Daf Kuf Me Beis. Today's Daf Kuf Aleph, so we'll start Daf Kuf Me Beis. Let's start with more of here. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Lurav Chachiva Rovin. Okay, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Oops, my microphone is not on. What happened to my microphone? Here it is. You hear me? Is that the microphone? Okay, now. Can you hear me better now? Now you can hear me better?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, let's begin. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Amar Nachman bar Yisrael Rav Chi bar Rav Rav Chis according to Rav Chis Rav 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 According to Rav Chisto, Ulirav Baravua, the army is a mokum arba, the army is a mokum arba, Umali Shoichim, the Mamali, you allow to make a mokum arba, Mamali, Shoichim, the Dehiri Shadilu. Where are you going to pour out the Shoichim? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Oise, Oise, lo mokum dalad, almo kolamayim carmelus hain. Okay, this is the previous Gemara. Previous Gemara here says maybe we should really go back and do the Mishnah. So, okay, I apologize. You might want to go back to the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Be much better. Okay, much better. Learn you say this. Shlomi is over here. We welcome Shlomi Rabinowitz has entered the arena. Everyone, please get up, stand, and kneel. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehye Bidvaroi. Burning hot. Just like Gehenna. Weiter. Hazoik Shoy, what are you looking at? What are you looking? You looking so funny today?
Hey, here, if you keep quiet, I want to hear what the noise in the background is.
The kids. The Kinderlach. They're Kinderlach over here. The Kol Torah. Weiter. Hazoik, I'm going back to the Mishnah. Hazoik Minayam Leibosha. A person throws Minayam Leibosha. The Yam is a caramelous. Layabasha is a carmelus, and Minayabasha liyam, and Minayam liyasina, and Minasina liyam, and Minasina lachareta pot. All these examples over here, you go one to the other. All of these examples you can do the work, because all of these items are called the carmelus. A boat is called the carmelus. Why is the boat called the carmelus? The Gemara is going to explain. Yipater. Next, lachasinas, kashur, zoe, bezo. You have boats that are tied one to the next, metaltalin, bezo, bezo. You're allowed to carry from one boat to the next. In Enum Keshuois, if they're not tied, Afal Pi Shemu Kofos, even though Shemu Kofos, even though they are, the word Shemu Kofos means they're smuchos. Ein Metalplin, you're not allowed to carry Mizol Lizo Rashi. The Mehefse Karmelis Miparshe Mehadadi. Because the Mehefse Karmelis, Vanan mukmina lo b'gemara shasvina shal shtei b'nei adam v'alidei eruv metaltel mizo lezo. Hilch, therefore, im miparshe umafsika karmelis batel eruv. It's an incredible gemara. The Gemara over here is saying, oh yeah, we have two boats. The Gemara over here is saying, have a din of a rishus hayachid. The two boats have a din of a, the boat has a din of a rishus hayachid. So if you go, that's the beginning of the mission, towards that you go from rishus hayachid to a karmelis, or a karmelis to rishus hayachid, yipater. But each boat has a bit of a cover. Rishos Hayachid. You have two boats that are next to each other, so you go from one Rishos Hayachid to another Rishos Hayachid. What is the halacha? You have to have an eruv chatzeros. If you have an eruv chatzeros, you can go from one to the next. That provided that there's no other Rishos in between. If you have another Rishos in between a Rishos Hayachid and a Rishos Hayachid, even though there's a carmelis, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid in the airspace. I'll throw over the airspace. We made between both of us a Eruv Chatzeros. I'm going from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, two different owners, over the airspace of a Carmelis. Oster, this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Chazal, they made the rules. And when they made the rules, they said that the Carmelis is a Mafsik between, is bottled the Eruv. It's Mevatel de Ruvi Chatzeros, the Gemara Itmar, Svina. Okay, so now we have to go discuss the boat in much more detail. You have over here a boat, Svina. Rav Amrav says, Mitzian Himena Ziz Kol Shehu Umemali. Here's the issue. I want to fill up water from the river and bring the water into the boat. What's the problem? The Yam is a Carmelist. The boat is a Rishos HaYochid. You're not allowed to go from a Carmelist to a Rishos HaYochid. So what do you do? So we have a fascinating Mahalach, a Ziz Kolshu. Rashi explains, Midofne Hasfina, Al Hamayim, like a plank. You ever watch one of those television shows where the guy walks on the plank, they threw him over the arm, you have to walk down the plank? You ever see all those things? You walk on the plank, so it's exactly where they get it from. People who wrote those stories, they learned Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mebeis, and they learned about the ziz, as a plank that comes out of the boat, and this is a heker. This is a special Takanas Chazal. Rashi says the amazing words in Midofne Asvina Al Hamayim, Leheker Ba'alma Kedemefarish Va'azal. Tremendous chiddush, even though Bederech Klal Chazal said that you're not allowed to go from a Carmelist to a Rishos HaYochmor on a Sfina, you're allowed to make a heker, a ziz called the hu, and that allows you to fill up the chatchila from the yam to the boat. Maitzin heinenu, you might say heinenu ziz called shu v'ali. This is a rabbi of Kuna Amri Oysi Mokam Arba in the Mali. No, you gotta make a box. You have to make a virtual Rishos HaYochmor. You have to make outside of the boat, you have to have a frame of Dalit al Dalit, four Tvachim by four Tvachim, and it has to have the fana, it's going down 10 Tvachim. So now he's a good Achis, it goes all the way down into the water. The water directly below this rim has the name of Rishos HaYochid. So when you draw water from this box, what are you looking at this guy for? Shlemi, what are you looking at? Shlemi. Shlemi. You're staring up and down this guy? You trying to scare him?
He's looking at us.
These kids, they're so fascinated with this. They see, they come, they see like a television here. And they see people on the television, they can't get over this. Have you never saw television before?
Maybe not. Go ahead.
So it says over here, you hear what it says? It says, take over your ziz called who? You have to make a frame. Rashi. Rashi doesn't even say how big the walls are. Rashi says you have to make a basically a box, and the box has to have walls that go downwards. This now basically you say good achis. It makes everything below into a Rishos HaYochid. So when you draw water down this box, you're drawing water from a Rishos HaYochid into the boat, which is a Rishos HaYochid. Good? That's the Machlekes. Ralph, who knows my mercy? He made his culture, but another explains the Machlekes. What's Machlekes? Ralph, who knows my mercy? He made his culture, but my Lekes of our Carmelis Meyahara Mashinon. He holds. Where is the Carmelis? We have the Yam. Chazal told us the Yam is the Carmelis. Where's the Carmelis? The Carmelis is the seabed. The very bottom of the floor is the Carmelis. And Mela, once you get above 10 Tvachim from the seabed, it's really in the Kohen Petur. Mela, Kesav Carmelis, Me'ara Moshchin, we measure from the ground, Avira Mekohen Petur, who, Uvidinu, Diziz, La Mila, the boy, Ella, Kihechid, Lehani, Lehekeiro. We want it to be a slight hacker. Rav Chista v'Rabbi Baruch Hu Nara Amri, no, Oysa Mok Marbo Malik, Kasari Karmelis Misvas Mai Mashtin. We measure the Karmelis first begins from the surface of the water going up. So the water itself is the Karmelis. Memela Maya Aros Nichta, it's thick earth. Iloyovid Mok Marbo, Kometaltel, Mi Karmelis Lirishos HaYochid. And that's why you have to make the water into a Rishos HaYochid by making a little frame of 4x4 and having mechitzas go down past the ten tefachim to make it into a Rishos HaYochid. Then you say good achis, the walls are going to go all the way down to the water. It's going to be able to enclose the water. And now when you're going to drill over the bucket in this box, you're going to be drawing from the Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaYochid. Amar Rav Nachman Rabbah, I'm going to love who the Yomer says the Motzei Menes the Kol Shulim Amalei Zin the Leka Asara. How can you do that? Sometimes it's shallow water. Not all the time is the water in the yam. Not all the time is it going to be a Carmelis. The water is not always going to be a Makom Petur. If the water is shallow, then that means the water that you're drawing is going to be a a caramelist, and then you're going from a caramelist to a shusha yachid. So how can we allow this? How can the ziz be enough? Nachamal amle rav amle rav nachamal rav 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 Drabanan, these are all Drabanans. To go from a caramelist to a shus yachid is the Drabanan, but it's also the Drabanan. So you're telling me the longness of why you only need a ziz kol, because when you're on the high seas, then the caramelist begins at the seabed. The seabed can be miles below ground, and after 10 tvachim, it's always a makom betur. So the water that you're taking from the sea, from the river, into the boat, is water from a makom betur into the boat. May ikar hadin, it's mutter lechatchila. To go from Mokon Petur to Rishus HaYachid is Mutal Lechatila. However, on a boat, Chazal did not want you to take advantage because water is still water. It looks a little different. They wanted you to have at least a heker. It's like a lachi and a koira. A heker called a slight heker. A heker to remember that what you're doing now is really mutter, even though it appears to be Aser, it's really mutter because the caramelist begins at the seabed. And where you are now is way, way above 10 tefachim. It's a makom betur. But don't make a mistake in other situations. Because you would ordinarily think that the bottom, that you start from the surface of the water. No, you don't. You start from the seabed. But what happens if you're traveling on shallow waters? And the water that you're going to draw from is going to be less than 10 tefachim from the seabed or from the riverbed, whatever it is. Then you're mamish going from a caramelist to a rishus hayachid. A caramelist to a rishus hayachid is an isur derabanan. So how are you allowed to go do this? No, you have nothing to worry about. The boat will get stuck. It's not shayach. They have radar. They have technology that would never allow the boat to travel on shallow water. If you're traveling on a boat, you can be certain that the depth of the water on the side is more than 10 tefachim. The depth of the seabed is more than 10 tefachim, so it's not possible it's going to happen, that the boat's going to get stuck. The boat's going to get stuck. And that the water that you're drawing from is going to be less than 10 tefachim. You have nothing to worry about. Mursha isla. That's not so. The tip of the boat, okay? The tip of the boat, Rashi over here explains Rashi in the second line. Rosh hasfina, ha'lechu magbia min hamayim, ve'afilu hayu hamayim pechusim miyud ein goshesh hasham. The tip of the boat at the front, it goes up on an angle. So that area of the boat, really the truth can be that area beneath it is less than 10 tefachim. The main part of the boat, it sinks into the water, a shtickle. So it's not going to happen. The main chunk of the boat's going to be in an area where the water is shallow. But when you're traveling forward, maybe the very tip of the boat will be in a shallow area where it between it and the seabed is less than 10 tefachim. And it says a blanket statement that you're allowed to draw water from the water. And the permission to draw water from the yam is true, whether it's from the front of the boat, the back of the boat, the side of the boat, or anywhere on the boat. So therefore, how we do the marshal? The marshal means the tip. Okay? We'll call the marshal the roish svina. The roish. The roish. The loyal zanav. Vaita, v'abatatel, so what's going to be the answer? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra, goshoshe, ozle kamo. No, it doesn't happen. The goshoshe means the feelers. A feeler means, Rashi says, v'odam memashmishim b'chloin sois. Es ene kamayim, not so. It doesn't happen either. Because the people in the front of the boat, they have long poles, and they stick the poles into the ground to determine the depth of the water, and they will never allow the ein manichim lelech hasvina el b'makom amoik shema temaher lelech v'tishkan la'aretz b'makom moshava. They don't get stuck. The last thing you need is to get stuck, in the water. Mimela, you have nothing to worry about. It's not going to happen. Weiter in the Gemara, Amalav Rachim Bar Yitzchak, Lerav Chia Bar Ovin, Lerav Chisa, Lerav Bar Vul Yavar. The Amri Yosem Mokam Arbo, Memale, that a person is allowed to make a frame of 4 by 4 tefachim and have walls extend downwards. So now, through the principle of good achis, you're making everything in that box below you into Rishus HaYochid. What are you going to do with the dirty water? This box that you're making is for the clean water, in order to bring clean water into the Yam. According to this man, the Omar, he holds that this karmelis is measured from the surface of the water. That means the water is our aros smichtas, thick earth. So if you draw water, you're drawing water from it's part of the earth of the karmelis into the boat, which is Isser Esamidabanan. So what was the solution? The solution was that you make the water beneath, you make it into your shul, so you're building a frame and having the walls go down to Tvachim. But what about, that's all good and fine, to draw into the boat clean, fresh water? I assume that we're not traveling on the seas. Mm-hmm. We're traveling on the river where the water is drinkable. This was in the Free of Dikadoyos, before the water was polluted, before ExxonMobil allowed to pollute the water, and there was water that was pristine, clean water. Vaita, so what are you going to do now? Shavchim dehechi shaduluhu. We're going to pour the fashtunken water. Bechi teima, the shadulay b'yosay vakum. What's the problem? The same way you have this box that you use to draw water up, that's where you'll pour the water down. And this, because that box makes everything beneath it into Rishus HaYochid. So the same way you can draw the water up through this box, you can pour the dirty water down this box. The Gemara says you can't do that. You know why? Because me'isi, it's disgusting. You're going to contaminate the box. The box is going to get full of the germs, the feces from the person, the dirty water. You see that this Gemara was written. This Gemara was written how long ago? Was written more than 2,000 years ago, about the Mamar Chazal, about 2,000 years ago, and they knew ganz fine about the spreading of germs and things that are disgusting. Vaitam is Misi Luhu, the Gemara says here, the Gemara is a tremendous called Kiddush. The Shadila Adafna the Sina, the Dafna. What you do is you pour the shayfchim, the dirty water, on the board of the boat. Adafna desina, on the board, that was along the wall of the boat. And the mela, you pour the mela, it goes down directly onto the bottom. But by doing so, it's your kayak, because now, that was the mercy, don't pour the water directly into the yam. If you pour the water directly into the yam, you're going from Rishus HaYochid to the Karmelis. You're not going to go pour it down the box, because that's going to be me'isi. The Gemara assumes that a posh, the person is not willing to go through the expense to make two boxes. Why don't you make two boxes? One box for dirty water and one box for clean water. Isn't that a very simple solution? Why didn't the Gemara give that solution to make two boxes? Here, Shlomi Rabinowitz. Shlomi Rabinowitz is a very good kasha. Why did the Gemara make two solutions, make two boxes? I don't know the answer. It's a very difficult question. We have to have Shlomi, he's going to have an answer. He's going to think about it. He's going to go and tell us tomorrow the pshat. Why didn't the Gemara offer a solution to make two boxes? If it's me'isi to pour the clean, dirty water on the same box that you've taken clean water, so make another box. Ein anius b'mokam ashirus. If you're going on a boat, you're very rich. Who goes on boats? On a tour to the Caribbean for Pesach. Who goes on? Only the gevirim. Some mice of the Gavirim. So the Gemara says, you know what? Better solution. The Shadilei Adafna. You take the dirty water and you don't pour it directly into the yam. You pour the dirty water on the side of the boat and then it slides down indirectly onto the Karmelis. It's only us to pour the water directly from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis. But if I pour the water on the side of the boat, then it goes on the boat, which is the Rishus HaYochid, and Mele, by itself, it goes into the Karmelis. That's going to be Mutter. Frek, the Gemara, Vaha, Ika Koichai. No, that's not indirect, that's Koichai. The Gemara says a Moiridika answer. This answer should shake you, Mamish, you should be shaking your pants. Koichai be Karmelis like Gazru. Since the Gant Din of the Yam is a Karmelis, and when you pour the water on the side of the boat, it goes from the bar of the boat into the Karmelis. the din of koychay b'karmelis loy gashu. Frag the Gemara, and how taka do you know? Minot term. Tell them the brayso b'sfinayin in metalchem lemitochem liliyam liliyam. The Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah. Do you not go metal from the mitochem liliyam? V'loy minayam l'tzeichah Rabbi Yehuda imer amuka asara. Depends. If it's amuka asara, ve'ein gvoya asara. If it's amuka asara, if the boat has a depth of 10, ve'ein gvoya asara. L'soicha, okay. But it's not. It's what is it? I'm reading Amuka asar ve'in gevo asara mitaltlin mitaycha liyam avaloi min hayam l'soicha. So this means the boat is 10 tefachim deep, okay. But amuka asin asara l'soicha to have your reshus yachad ve'in gevoya. Rashi sefasa. Yud min hamayim, kegoin shemushakas b'mayim mikoyved masa. Then the rule is metaltlin mitoychol yam derech daf meseha. You can go through the walls when shayfchem. Can be first shviyazim b'koychay b'karmus legashu. Avol loy min hayam l'seicha. Why the ain't hashmish min hayam l'seicha derech daf? It doesn't exist. Shemimalim yashlech alavanas yeridu l'karkoyes asina. Let's go to Rashi, the next part of Rashi. Let's read Rashi once, then we'll come back and explain in more detail. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi is laying a lot of these sayings here, the clerk on this Rashi. Nochama, one more time to Rashi. Avol loy minayam l'soicha. You're not allowed to go and draw water from the yam into the boat. Why? How are you going to do it? Solution. Drag the water up against the wall of the boat. Take a bucket and just basically drag the water along the wall of the boat upwards to bring the water into the boat, something like that. Not exactly sure the technique, but you're going to be dragging the water against the wall. So Rashi says, no, that's not going to work. Why not? The ein tashmish min hayam l'soicha derech defanois. It's impossible. Why? She'im yimale. If you're going to fill a bucket of water from the yam, and you're going v'yash l'chal ha'defanois, and you're going to spill it on the wall, on the outside, yerdu likarko isasvina. What's it going to help? It's impossible. What are you going to accomplish? I'm going to go take a bucket of water, I'm going to pour on the walls, it's going to go back into the sea. It's not going into the boat. I need the water in the boat, not outside the boat. What are you accomplishing? So therefore, it's not shaykh to use the walls as a means to bring the water inside. You can use the walls of the boat through gravity to get the dirty water outside. Right, if you want to pollute the sea, what's the main objective? To get rid of the dirty water or to pollute the sea? Okay, if you want to pollute the sea with dirty water, so very simple, you pour the water on the walls of the boat and it slides down the walls and minela, it seeps into the yam. So you're using the wall of the boat in order to remove the dirty water from your environment. Let's say you want to bring water from the environment into your home, into the boat, then the walls are not going to help you because it's not just the physics don't add up. The rules of physics don't work. So therefore, what's the only solution is to draw a bucket of water and lift it up and carry it into the boat. This is forbidden. Why is this forbidden? Because you're going now from a karmelist into a reshus hayachid. Now we're going back, we're discussing a previous point. Why over here are we mentioning a situation where the boat itself is 10 tefachim deep, but from the tip of the boat to the water is less than 10 tefachim? And the boat is submerged in the water. When it's submerged in the water, therefore from the tip of the top of the boat until the water is less than 10 tefachim. But the boat itself, from the tip of the boat until the bottom of the boat, inside, on the inside, it is more than 10 tefachim. Why is that the Hecha Timsa? So the Halakha Rashi explains the Pshat. Ulahachi nokad amuka sora de'ein amuka yud higufa karmelis. If the boat itself does not have a height of 10 tefachim, then the boat itself is only a karmelis, and then it will be permitted to go from one karmelis to the next. Okay, right, in Rashi, the lach in the Rambam goes over the ee and book you he go for camels to talk to head you off me now young so have in go na me you dafko why do we have to the boat no if a boat has the dimensions of 10 tfachim inside and 4 tfachim wide the boat becomes a rishus hayach the raisa anything that has a
rish
no if the boat is less than 10 tfachim tall. If the boat is less than 10 tefachim tall, the boat is a karmelis. If the boat is more than 10 tefachim tall, the boat is a rishus hayachid. The boat has more than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. The question is, what's the size of the walls? A canoe. If the size of the walls are less than 10 tefachim tall, it cannot be called a rishus hayachid. A rishus hayachid has to have walls that are 10 tefachim tall. In order to be in a rishus hayachid, you have to have 10 walls that are 4, that are 10 tefachim tall. Dvarim pshutim. Correct? If you want to make an Eruv, that's another story. We're not making an Eruv, you're not making over your Tzuris HaPesach. You're making over your real Rishos HaYachid. A real Rishos HaYachid needs 4 walls. And the 4 walls must be 10 Tefachim tall. You have a boat. The boat has walls that are 10 Tefachim tall. It becomes a Rishos HaYachid. You go out into the sea. The Yam is a Karmelis. If I'm going to take water from the Yam and bring it to the boat, it went from a Rishos HaYachid into a Karmelis. But let's say the height of the boat is less than 10 Tefachim tall. The boat itself is now a Karmelis. Oh, a Karmelis! You're now taking from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. This is Mutar. Mutar to go from one Karmelis. Now, next Shaila. Why does it say the case here must be where the, from the top of the boat to the surface of the water is less than 10 tefachim? Why was that necessary? That we should have those dimensions. So Rashi goes further. Why? The mikarmelis l'rishus hayochad derech mekoyim pitur ko metaltel d'tzorich lehagbiya as yodin l'mayla miyud v'af al gav d'rishus d'raisa v'idilim l'rishus d'raisa me'a rishus haram l'rishus hayochad mechayi b'chayi gavna karmelis miyud rabban hi v'loy gov. This is incredible yusoyt. Incredible Rashi over here is laying out mamish the foundation of the laws of Hilchos Shabbos. And look what he says over here. Over here you have the Yam is a Karmelis. The boat is a Rishus HaYachid. The boat is more than 10 tefachim deep. And between the top of the boat and the surface of the water is less than 10 tefachim. So that means if you're going to fill up a bucket of water from the Yam, from the Karmelis, and bring it into the boat, you are going from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid, and you're not passing through an ear space of Mikoyim Pitur. Because when the space above the wall of the boat that you need to transfer the bucket of water in that airspace is part of the Karmelis. Because the Karmelis from the surface of the water to above 10 tefachim is called a Karmelis. The boat's walls end less than those 10 tefachim because part of the boat is submerged in the water. But what would happen if the boat was very, very tall? A boat that's 25 tefachim height, and let's say 5 of those 25 are submerged in the water. So now the walls of the boat from the surface of the water upwards are 20 tefachim. 20 tefachim. If I now lower a bucket into the Yam, into the Karmelis, and I draw water and I pick it up, when I get to the top of the boat, which is more than 10 tefachim, I'm in the Mokim Pitur. So in essence, I'm going from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, derech mekoyim pitur. You'll ask me, so what? It's usur. Because if you're going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, and from a Rishus HaRabim, let, what?
That was you talking to yourself.
Yeah, I'm
here. Let's say you go from a Rishus HaYachid, from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaYachid is very, very high. It's like you're in a building. Let's say you're in a building and your building is right up against a Rishus HaRabim, and you go and you lower something, you lower a string, a bucket, and someone puts something in that bucket, and you pick up the bucket and you bring it to your window. You've gone from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, but once you got above 10 tefachim from the Rishus HaRabim, it's a Mokim Pitur. So it should be Mutter. Just like you're telling me that when it comes to the Yam, if I have a boat, and my boat is, let's say, 25 tefachim in height, and only five tefachim are submerged in the yam, and I go and I draw water from the boat, it's mutter because I'm going from a caravan to a rishos hayochid through a makom petur. Why don't we say the same thing when you go from a rishos harabim to a rishos hayochid, and they're adjacent one next to the other, but the rishos hayochid is more than 10 tefachim over the ground. I'm going from once I lift up the item from the rishos harabim above 10 tefachim, now in the makom petur, I'm going from rishos harabim to rishos hayochid derech makom petur. It should be mutter. The answer is we don't say this leniency when we're dealing with a rishos deraisa. What is called a Rishus Daraisa, a Rishus Yachid, and a Rishus Ram. The only time we're going to be so generous to apply this principle is when you're going from our Carmelist to a Rishus Yachid. Then we can say that since you're also going through Makom Petur, you're going to be Mekel. It's like a double leniency, since the whole Din B'chlal is a Din Rabbanan. And you have to add to the mix the fact that you're going through Makom Petur, that is why we can be Mekel. You hear the Vart? Vait, and the Gemara is a Mordek Rashi. Rashi over here tells you, all you say this, all the Yisaydus of life, everything you ever wanted to know. Vait in the Gemara, Amrafunam. So we're back, let's go back to the Pali page. Maishon and Mayam Sech Dolko Vitabli. Maishon and Mayam Sech Doloi. Why? I'm on the third line from the top. The third line. Kinege the Shloisha Ovis. Maishon and Mayam Sech Doloi. Why? The Kometaltalin, the Carmelist, the Rishus Hayachid. So, Frank the Gemara in the Zelda Brais, it says, Mitoichel Yam, so you can go and you can pour from the boat to the Yam. Nami, Frank the Gemara, Kometaltalin, the Rishus Hayachid, the Carmelist. What's the answer? El Olav, Achuda. When it says you can go from the Rishus Hayachid to the Carmelist, it means you're going to pour the water on the Chuda, on the edge of the wall. You're pouring it on the chuda, on the tip of the wall, and it's going to pour down the wall. Mimela. I'm not directly pouring the water into the yam. I'm pouring the water on the tip of the top of the boat, and the water by itself slides down along the wall into the yam. So that's koichai, koichai bekarmelis loygazrina. This indeed is a conclusive proof you can derive from this. Next, shtekel gemara. Amar afuna. Did I pour the water directly? Did I pour the water directly to the caramelists? Did I? What? No. The gemara is saying if you have you're on a ship and you want to have farshtunk in the water and you want to get rid of it, what are you going to do? If you're going to go to the port, you're going to throw it overboard into the yam, into the sea, you're transferring on the Shabbos from the Rishus HaYochid. The boat is a Rishus HaYochid, and the yam is a Karmelis. You're on the Rishus HaYochid with Karmelis. Awesome. So what's the solution? On the tip of the wall, the boat has a wall. The wall, let's say it's a tefach thick, the wall. You pour the water on the tip of the wall, towards the side, the outside. And then the water will mimela slide down the wall on the outside of the boat. You gotta be careful. You have to be very careful that you're very precise. Very precise now you pour the water down the side, but it says achuda, you're right, achuda means on the tip, but you have to be very precise in how exactly you pour the water to make sure you don't make the boat filthy from the contaminated water. You have to get rid of the water, but you have to be careful that when you pour the water on the tip of the boat, it slides down the outside of the boat and goes down the wall into the sea to pollute the sea. What about all the environmentalists? How are they going to deal with this Mishnah? What about all the environmentalists? How are they going to deal with the global warming people? How are they going to deal? How can you go do this to the poor yam? Weiter in the Gemara. New Gemara. Nai gemar, nai unfang. Amrafuna ha hone bitsi osso dimeshan. This is the Baravusta Sugya. Remember this? The Biotsosa dimeshan is my mamish, my favorite daf in Ganshas. The Baravusta Sugya the bitsi osso dimeshan. Let's say Rashi Taichis. Bitsiosa means Sefino is kitano is a good service milamata at kihude shall sakin. Shikarin a kite. A kite. A koyeta, a canoe, right? We're not a canoe. It's not a canoe. These are special ships. It's murdic what it says here. They're sharp at the bottom like a sakin. They slice through the water, these boats. These are fast ships. You know this Nogea? You know why this is my favorite daf in Shas? Because I love food. And the Gemara says that the lechem aponim was shaped just like this boat. The lechem, you're learning over here, the hilchos sugya in the kodesh, because there was the lechem machlois nigmar. Was it like a teva perutza, or was it like a swift ship, like a sfina fkat in Nusra Gemara? And the Atim Mufarsh, if I'm not mistaken, they compare it to this sugya in Shas and Sechel Shabbos and Daf Kuf Aleph. Food. What do you love? This week's parasha. What's the pasuk? Challah. Chali. So it's the challah for Shabbos. Why do you call the bread that you eat on Shabbos challah? In order to remind you to be mafresh challah. Challah. Challah ches lamed hey stands for. I forgot what it is. There's certain thing Rosh Hashanah stands for. It refers to brach. Fine, whatever it is. Hani. So the swift ship. The swift ship boats is the tzura of the lechem aponim aliva the chadmando amar. And if you want an example of what the lechem aponim looked like, this is it. It came to a sharp point on the bottom like a sacking. Lechem od Rashi. Rashi bitziosa sefinois kitanois uketzorois melamaton ad kukichudash al sacking. The current is called koyete. So what's the halacha? What's in the Gemara? Hane bitzias de meshan. Meshan in a place. This was a famous place. You ever go there? You ever go to that place? I never went there. It's the name of the place. It's somewhere in the Velt. Vaita. Ein mitzhalklun b'chem ella bi'arba. You're only going to carry, if you're on one of these boats, you cannot carry on the boat not more than four tzvachim. Why not? Because it's not a rishus hayachid. It's not Rashi. The lav rishos ayochad ninush ein berachman arba'a melamata lefichach ein mechitzay. Since you don't have on the surface four tzvachim, they come to a sharp point. The slope is too much. It slopes too quickly. Memela, you don't. It's not called the rishos ayochad. It's called the carmelis, and that is why you're not allowed to carry the carmelis more than four amos. Ella be'arba'a. You have to change the girsa. Arba'a is tefachim. You can carry in it. You can carry. You're not going to amos. That's why you must change gears. Arba, amos. Arba is for tefachim, and arba is amos. That's why the side of the Gemara it says ella ba'arba amos. Okay, that's very important. You said arba is always tefachim, and arba is dal amos. Let's say the slope. Here's the rule. I didn't tell it you correctly yesterday. The slope. You have to have four tefachim within an area of three b'pachos mishloish arba. The height of three tefachim, you have to have four depth. You have to reach a depth of four tefachim within a height of three, let's do the Rashi, the Aval Yesh, the Pachas, and the Gimel, less than three Arba, or less than Ba. Rashi explains the slope. If the slope has to be very steep, then we're going to say that there's not going to be the Never Shosai Yochid. But if the slope is not so steep, then it'll be okay. Well, the other way around, let's do Rashi. Go ahead, Mara, Rashi. Bishop Kotze, Shalachan, Gavoya, Shaloish. Now you have to change that to shleisha, okay? Bishkatzar shleisha, which means three tefachim. She'ein roichav dalid lamata. You don't have a width of four tefachim lamata. Be'oid shaloi yigbiyoi gimel mikarki isai. Where you don't have a height of three. Even if you have a rochba in the width of yud goiva, loy mystery. Even if the top of the boat is 10 tzvachim wide, it's not called a rishus hayochid. The kevon since the mitach toynais lav mechitza ninu. Since on the bottom it's not called a mechitza, havile tuluya. So it's called the mechitza to Rashi. We are saying one. Let's go to the next Rashi. Let's say you have less than three. tzvachim, a height of the gimel gavoya roichav dalid sha'ad. Here are the keywords sha'ad shaloi higbihu gimel. Before you reach the height of three tzvachim, you already have irchivu dalid. Harei hein kimisha karko isan oila adkan. So therefore, let's start at the bottom. The bottom is narrow like a sakin. Okay, like a knife. It's narrow like a knife. And now it begins to, it separates on the very bottom and it begins to form two walls. Measure, go up from the tip of that sakin, go up the two sides as it slopes out, and stop exactly when you reach the height of three tzvachim. Now measure the gap between the two walls. If the gap between the two walls, in which exactly from the tip of the sakim on the very bottom to the height of three tzvachim, is four tzvachim wide from end to end, at least four tzvachim wide, then you have kosher mechitzes. Then, since it already separated within three tefachim into a gap of four tefachim, we say that bottom is considered one thick bottom, and it's a floor, and you have now a reshus hayachid. You have a flat bottom, and then the walls go up on, even if they go on an angle, doesn't matter. The walls now, they're going to go up. You have walls, and you have a bottom surface of four tefachim by four tefachim. But it's virtual. It's virtual. Let's review. You start off the bottom of the boat. The bottom of the boat is sharp like a knife. It's sharp like a knife. And then it splits. From that sharpness, the walls split like a V. It's a V going up. Right? A V moving up. When you go up the bottom of the V, stop after you get to a height of exactly three tefachim. Stop right there in the height. And then measure horizontally. Measure horizontally from one wall to the other wall, the two ends of the V. The two ends of the V on the opposite side, and see the distance, the gap. If the gap between the two ends of the wall is four tefachim, then you have a reshus hayochid.
It's an imaginary reshus hayochid.
Right. We make believe that everything, the bottom three tefachim, is filled up with lead. It's filled up with solid material. So on the floor, you have a floor that's four tefachim wide. You have a floor that's four tefachim wide, and then the walls continue to extend up to a height of 10 tefachim. So Gesundheit, it goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. Those are the mechitzas. It has to go up another 10 tefachim, by the way. Another 10 tefachim. Now you have walls that are 10 tefachim tall, and you have a floor, and the floor is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. You have created a reshus ha-yochid. But let's say you measure from where the bottom of the boat is sharp like a knife, and you go up 3 tefachim. And when you come to higher 3 tefachim, you do not have a surface area. You don't have a horizontal gap between them of 4 tefachim. It's 3.999. You do not have a floor. You do not have a bottom that has the dimensions of a reshus hayochid. So it's no good. Got it? Shlomi, you got it? Yeah? Okay. What is that phenomenon called? I don't know what it's called. I don't think we have a special term for it. What's we do with the Gemara inside? See, maybe there's a term in the Gemara. No, the Gemara doesn't say those words. The Gemara doesn't say that. Let's see the words. The Gemara is Dachma. Amar from the Chayim B'tziyos of the Meisham. Ein Metadlam El Bo B'Arba. B'Arba. Four Amos. If it's very long, because it's not a Rosh Sayachid. It's a Karmelis. And now the Gemara is going to clarify why not. The only time we're going to say this, it's not called the Karmelis. The Gemara El Shein B'Pabachos Mishloi Sharba. Only time it's called the Karmelis is that you do not have in less than three tefachim in height a gap in the V of four tefachim. Aval yesh v'pachas megim l'arba. But let's say if you go from the ground up, the sharpness of the knife up three tefachim, and before you get to the top of three tefachim, from the ground up, the V, from the place where the V splits on the bottom, you get up within three tefachim, you already have a separation between the two sides of the V, arba or four tefachim. Oh, that automatically makes this into a rishus hayachid. We view the entire bottom to be filled up with solid material, and you have a surface on the bottom of four tefachim by four tefachim, and now the walls continue to rise up to a height of 10 tefachim from that area. That makes into rishus hayachid. Less than but there is no issue. You can go and you can do it. Then the Gemara says, let's say you don't have it. Let's say you no good. Let's say the walls they go up three tefachim, and it's only, let's say, not four tefachim wide from end to end from the two sides of the V. It's less than four tefachim. But what you do is you fill it up with raw material. You go out into the lumberyard and you buy sawdust, glue, and other precious items, and you make an artificial floor. Then, if you fill it up, then it's going to be good. The E malinu kane the urbane. Let's say you fill it up with weeds. The urbane. What are urbane? Urbane means like sawdust. What does Rashi say urbane means? Vos means the word urbane. Veloy amoro, he doesn't tie to urbane. I don't think the word urbane. It means like sawdust. Less than but then it's going to be kosher. It's going to be good. We have here entered into the arena, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel.
What's so you?
Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph.
What is it about?
We're learning about Rishuyos. Okay. Rishay Yochid, Sharam, and Carmelis, Mokim Betur. Mas, Rav Nachman, Vlemo, good Achis, Mechitsta. So what? Let's say we don't have. Let's say everything is going, we have all strikes against us. Okay, the ship, this swift ship, is a V on the bottom, and it slopes up. It slopes up in a very narrow fashion, and you do not have, within the first three tefachim of the V on the very bottom, you do not have a gap between the two sides of the V, four tefachim wide, and you did not fill it up. Everything here is going against you. You did not, when you measure from the tip of the bottom, that's sharp like a knife, up the first three tefachim, you do, strike number one, you do not have a gap from side to side of four tefachim. Number two, even if you don't have four tefachim, you also did not fill up higher with raw material in order to close the gap. But still, when you get to the very, very top of 10 tefachim, why don't we say good aches? Since ultimately you're going to get to an area on this swift ship where you're going to have a height, you're going to have a gap of four tefachim somewhere along the one, as the walls go higher and higher, there will be a gap between the two walls that will be a distance of four tefachim. Let's say from that location downwards, good aches to make a virtual wall. So even if you don't have these two other solutions, why can't we come on to the famous sugya of good aches? So frek du mas ur nachn vlem good aches mit gister. Mir Tanya, da bi es gebu do der, no hat's kommen mit rosh rabin, and he thrust a kind of rosh rabin, ur rosh traskel, on the top of the corn is a basket, the zorak and you throw the noch rabin traskel khayef. Why? The traskel, the basket, does not have any walls. Now the traskel over here is four tefachim by four tefachim. It's four tefachim by what we say good aches. The tip of the traskel is yore lamato and makes it a virtual wall. So therefore, virtual traskel is not going to be chayiv. Almog, I'm bringing good aches mechitzta. Ha chinam minim good aches mechitzta. Mas, before Rabbi Yosef, v'losh, I'm bringing l'chod rabbi, the omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Merav, Motuba, others are inclined to say over, Mishum, Mechia, Natali Allah, Vacham, Poitrin. You're right, who said that halacha shleikedin? We don't pass it like that. We don't pass it. We pass over that. We don't pass it like that. We pass that that's not going to be good. You potter. What are you talking about? You is mikasha. Mikasha from the chachomim. You don't agree that you're going to be chayiv. You're tanya. Amud, amud, b'rosh ha-sarabim. That's why 10 tzachim talk. V'rochav dalid. The aim mikar right down on the bottom of the pillar is listening for tefachim. The yesh v'katzah shaloi gimel. But the narrowest part of the omer on the bottom is tefachim. Zeh nechal gav v'chayiv al ma'amin gurachas mechitzta hachinami gurachas mechitzta. So he's asking the kashim in a similar situation. What's the case over there? The case over there is not as good. The case over there is that you have a pillar, and the bottom of the pillar is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So it does not have the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid on the bottom. But as the pillar goes higher and higher and higher, it gets thicker and thicker. So by the time this pillar reaches the height of 10 tefachim, the top of the pillar has a surface area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So is this called a Rishus HaYochid or not? So if you want to go look at the Chachamim of the Traskel, it's no good. Because the Traskel is a pole. It's a pole that's just a mashu, and the pole goes higher than 10 tefachim, and on top of 10 tefachim you put a basket. The basket itself has a surface area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and that makes it into a Rishus HaYochid. So there they said, no, that's only according to Rabbi one man, Diyamar, the Chacham Takahol, you potter over there. What do you mean you potter? But I'll show you that there's something we have basically an internal contradiction. Because maybe by the Traskel you're going to be potter, but what about the case of the Omud? By the Omud, where it's at least thick 3 by 3 on the bottom and it goes up to the height of 10, and when by the time you get to 10, you're going to have a thick of 4 by 4, there you are going to be chayiv. So what's the longest in chayiv in that case? It has to be that in that case, because of good achis, you only have the 4 by 4 on the very, very top, and you're going to say those tips of the mechitza goes all the way down. So alma amin good achis, mechitza, hachin amin good achis, mechitza. The Gemara says, no, me the ear, yachasim ha'vulei mechitza, shagidoyim boitkin ba, hacha ha'vulei mechitza, shenagdoyim boitkin ba. You can't compare the case by the traskel, the basket, that's on a pole. There's nothing below. It's almost as if it's suspended in mid-air. There's mamish, nothing below holding it up, just a pole. Then we say, you cannot say good achis, because good achis, you only can say good achis if the gedoyim, the kids, the animals are not going to penetrate the walls. But here, by a beam that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim on the bottom, then the animals are not going to penetrate that surface area. That is because it's already 3 by 3. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Eibaze, when it comes to our sugya, what's our sugya? Our sugya here is the ship. When you're in the water, this is the yisrael, there's no gedoyim boitkin ba in a ship. Because creatures don't walk on the water. There is no gedoyim boitkin ba. What about the fish? No, fish paskele paskele zuhamosan. The fish don't count. Okay, the fish don't count. Only gedoyim means animals. Animals, not fish. So the male, when it comes to anything, this is an alter yisoy. This is an old yisoy in Gan Shas, you know, the older. There's no problem of gedoyim boitkin ba when dealing with water. Because there are no gedoyim in the water. So back with the kasha. Over here we learned about the barvustu suga bitziyosu dimeishan. The tsur of the lechem aponim. And parsha shalach, which deals with the mitzvah of challah, hafroshas challah, which is a chelik of the mitzvah of Shabbos. You put on the shulchan the challah. We call the bread you put on there. We call it after the mitzvah. We call the bread that you put on the table after the mitzvah that was done with the bread. What mitzvah did you do in order to put this loaf of bread on the table? You mafresh challah. Okay, the Ish Doshim, they make challah. Shlomi, your wife makes challah. Your wife is mafresh challah? No. She buys challah. What about Rabbi Sholim? Does your wife make challah every Shabbos? Is she mafresh challah? Sometimes. Okay. So, my wife, she doesn't make challah. I never saw. Weiter. So, we have over here challah. And this is the Bitsi Osa Dimeshan. And this boat, we have a rule that if you're in the boat, you're not allowed to walk along the length of the boat more than Dalit Amos, because it's called a Karmelis. But there are two ways you can make it into a Rishus HaYochid. If it's not so steep, if you can create a boat where the bottom until the first three tefachim, you already have a width of four tefachim, then automatically becomes a rishus hayachid. Or even if you do not have a width of four tefachim within the first three tefachim of height, if somewhere along the line you do get to an area of four tefachim, and then you fill up the entire bottom of the bowl with raw material, with solid goods, foam, sawdust, wood, leftover pebbles from some construction project, and now you fill up that area, you have four tefachim also. And now the Gemara's kasha to have a better solution. Nishtahi, nishtahi, you don't need nothing. Say good achis. Say good achis mechitza, because eventually, somewhere along the height of the boat, you're going to come to a point in time along the width of the walls of the Siyasa Dimeshan, where you're going to have a width inside the boat of four tefachim by four tefachim. At that point, we should say good achis mechitza. And don't ask me a kash from the traskel. The traskel was a problem of mechitza shagadoyim boitkimba, but the Siyasa Dimeshan. The Siyasa Dimeshan is no gedoyim boitkimba in the Siyasa Dimeshan. Hear the kasha?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Om le Ravacha, Bered Ravacha, Ravashi, Gabisir Nami, Ho'ika, Bikias, Dogim. There is the equivalent of the Gedoyim Boit Kimba, the fish. The fish are penetrating the lowest portion of the boat with its like a sakin. So therefore, it's Tegum Gurachis. Om Ale. This is the Alta Yisoid. This is the famous Yisoid in Gan Shas, and this is a Kabbalistic principle over here. Om Bikias, Dogim. The breaking forth of Dogim, Lo Shema Bikia. The Bikia of the Dogim. This is Nishta Bikia. Umina Tamra, how do you know this? The Bobby, they have Talam May Ravin, Mechitza to Mahu Shatat the Bilchurba. A Mechitza that is suspended in midair, that's 10 Tvachim down. What's the Omalay? A Mechitza to Materes. The only time you have Mechitza to Materes is El Bamayim. Oh, but why by Mayim? Why can you make it? You know, if you want to go, if you live along some type of water, your house opposite the water, one side of your house is water, and you want to throw out the dirty water on Shabbos. How do you throw the dirty water out of the window on Shabbos into the sewer? You have to have a mechit. You have to have a box that's four tefachim wide by four tefachim wide with walls that go down 10 tefachim, so you can say good achis. Oh, but it's a mechit tzluya. No, underneath there's no. We say good achis. Oh, but it's mechitz shag gedoyim botkimba. No, it's water. Kalu shekilucham b'mayim v'may ho'ika b'kiyas dogim el shema mina b'kiyas dogim lo shema b'kiyas navya. This is the reason why a Rebbe eats fish on Shabbos. Do you know this? This is why we eat fish on Shabbos.
Yeah, why?
There are many reasons. There are many reasons. One of the reasons because...
Fire.
What?
Because the fire
kills
the fish.
What?
Sorry.
Explain. Boyer or boyer?
The gefilte fish we think is a boyer.
Oh, that's gefilte fish. Because the bones. You don't want to be nish on the bones. Why bechlal eat fish? Why eat fish? Why not eat meat? Why not eat, I don't know, eat No, but why? There's a hakpad of dafka. First of all, basa yishto, there's no chivti basa. There's no chivti, mishto mizbeferish. There's no chivti basa. There's no chivti. Even birds, not a chayiv too, but there's a chassidish in b'davka fish. So the oilam says because the fish were not in the mabel, they were not in the teva. The fish remained in the water. The male of the fish, every fish you eat is an anical from ma'aseh bereishis. When you eat meat, this is not an anical from ma'aseh bereishis because Hashem destroyed the world. He made a new world, and the world was populated by aliens. The Teva was a ship that went to outer space. This world was destroyed. It was recreated. And when the Teva landed, out came animals and people. It's a Naya Welt, and this world has been populated by aliens. But fish are natives. They're natives. They're like the Indians. They're natives because they were around in Maisa Bereshis, and the Mabel did have no effect on them. So when you eat a fish, it's an anical of a fish that was here at the time of Maisa Bereshis. Shabbos is Zeichel Maisa Bereshis. That's a part of Shat. But let me tell you the emes of Shat. Because, how come?
Indians?
I don't know. We have to figure that one out. But why I'm running out of time, I have to tell you the emes of Shat. I'm telling you, don't ever forget Shat. The emes of Shat, why eat fish on Shabbos? Because fish is dogim is ain because of the yisoid bikias dogim lo shmo bikia. Fish are not mevatlin. They're not mevatel. There's a mechitza. The Eishter made a welt. He made mechitzas. By Matan Torah, Hagbola, the whole din of the Kuli Alma, the Bishabas, Nidne Torah. And the mitzvah that was given was Hagbola, Hagbel Esorvi Ki Dashtoi. Hagbola, don't come near the mountain. Hagbola, if you break into the mountain, Chayav Misa. But Bekias Dogim, Lo Shma Bekia. The fish can come into the mechitzas. Shabbos, we enter into the mechitzos of Moshe Rabbeinu of Kabbalah Satorah. The Kulyal of the Bishabbos in the Torah. Bikias dogim, lo shma bikia. Hear the word?
Yes, my friend. Excellent.
The God in Marv now.
It is the answer. Why do the Indians not respond to America? Because they had reservations.
Ooh. Wrote it down in your book?
No.
Bye bye. Bye.